So we needed a new washer, and our non-negotiable criteria were that be big and that it be a front loader. So off to Yale Appliance we went. It was not a happy experience for me. I was just about in tears when we left because all the models that were recommended to us were, they're all smart washers. They all had some aspects to operating them that would seem to work, like dial where you could make some selections and memorize those perhaps, but they all have the dreaded layered menus on a touch sensitive screen. I just couldn't see how I was going to be able to do that, and we left without buying a machine, but we still needed one, and I still wasn't willing to give up the criteria that we had. I started doing lots of Googling around. And eventually, where I should have started earlier was I came to Applevis, and lo and behold, there were people who had written about this topic, and some people had written about a Samsung machine that was marginally accessible. You could do enough to do a load of laundry. But again, that didn't sound like an optimal situation when you're going to spend, $1,000, give or take, to just be able to, kind of do a basic load of laundry. So I eventually did find this woman named Lucy Greco, who has made videos on YouTube. She applied for the Holman Prize doing this, and I did not win, but she made a video on using an LG WM 4500 washer, which is a top of the line front loading big machine. She, in the video, says that she worked with LG on this and that some of the things that they have done were the result of her input. What it has resulted in is that they have an app. LG has an app, which, in fact, with a little pre-work, does allow you to operate the features on the machine and has voiceover, of course. So the pre-work is that we needed sighted help to pair the machine with the app. There was the issue of a QR code and where was the QR code and all that good stuff. But that got accomplished, and there's a layered button on the machine that has a couple of different settings, and needed help finding that and marking it. But if you find that button and press it down for 3 seconds and have your app open, you will indeed get feedback that your app has been engaged and that you are now on remote access. And then you can use the app to cycle through what kind of load you want to do, what the water temperature should be, what the spin cycle should be, and then some other kind of like special features that this machine happens to have. Like you can pre-fill your detergent reservoir, and then the machine will just measure out the right amount of detergent based on how big your load is. Same with fabric softener, stuff like that. Today, I very happily did a load of laundry from my app. I haven't totally perfected holding down the right button to get it to go to the remote start setting so that it will be controllable from the app. But we also are able to control it from a combination of different buttons on the machine that we've marked. And by activating buttons on the machine, the app will at least give me voiceover feedback on where I am, what I've selected. So that is another way to operate the machine. I'm not going to demonstrate it, but I will say that you can go to YouTube, type in Lucy Greco, Greco, and find her video, and she does a marvelous job of demonstrating it. We subsequently this week needed a refrigerator. I'm pleased to say we ended up with a very basic refrigerator that requires no brain power and no fixing to operate, but it's gotten me very curious about other people's experiences with small and large smart appliances and just what other people have found to do to be able to use them successfully.
We just moved, as most people know, we just moved to Seattle. And so we moved into an apartment with this building's only about a year old. All the appliances are brand new. And we discovered in the research that we did that our washer and dryer were both Wi-Fi accessible. They're GEs. I went on with Ira, and Ira was able to find me the manuals for both units. There's an app that goes along with all the GE appliances. And we had somebody like you did, Cindy, initially help us get the app connected to the washer and the dryer. Ours is supposed to work with Alexa. We haven't gotten to do that, but we have a similar situation to yours. But with ours, what happens is the washer and dryer, they each have a big dial on them. And you turn the dial and there are detents, but you don't know what setting it's on. But if you have it connected up to the app, when you turn the dial, the setting changes on your iPhone with the app. So you can see what setting you're on with the dryer or the washer. So it is very nice.
Yeah, that was my initial sort of fix. But I wanted to also be able to select maybe a different temperature setting than typically went with the cycle. You know, if I selected a cycle, say normal, it would have warm water and I wanted to do cold water. So the app has allowed me to select those components of a cycle as well as selecting the cycle.
So I have a LG as well. It's not Wi-Fi enabled. We did get that Yale appliance and it's got big dials that, you know, it beeps each time it's moving to the next thing. And I've just memorized that it's, you know, five clicks to be, you know, the heavy duty wash and, you know, three clicks on the dryer to extra dryer or whatever, but it's all a big dial and a couple buttons to, you know, change the, you know, cold to warm if you wanted to change the water temperature, like you were saying. So we did get that at Yale appliance and, you know, very, you know, when we bought them, it was all about, you know, what can I navigate being fully blind. A question I have on yours, as someone else mentioned, like, can you hook it up to the Alexa? Because I have my washer or dishwasher, my oven and my other oven are all connected to my Alexa, and I can just voice command those to, you know, run whatever cycle on the dishwasher that I want, or, you know, turn on the oven and preheat it. So I didn't know if the
I don't know. I haven't seen anything in the manual about that. I'd be curious to know what brand appliances are your stove and dishwasher and all that. But
yeah, for the washer, I think you can go into the on the app, the Alexa app on the phone, and go to the Alexa skills, and then you could probably look up to see if it's there. So I have a Thermador oven and a Thermador dishwasher. Those can both be Alexa enabled, and that's how I operate both of those. The one annoying thing, and it's kind of like your washer that you're mentioning, is that you have to press the button to put it in remote access mode. And from reading up why that is because they don't want people like driving by and getting into your network. So it's like a security thing, but it's super annoying to have to, you know, walk up to the dishwasher and press that. And that's like the one button on the dishwasher I've bump dotted, so I know where that is. Turn that on, and then I use Alexa to set the settings. The other oven I have, and this is my, as I always call it, my second favorite blind technology, is the June oven. So June, like the month. And it is a oven that does 12 different functions. So it'll bake, it'll toast, it'll air fry, it'll grill, it'll do get it high enough to do like a pizza. So it has like 12 different, I forget what all 12 are, but it has 12 different functions. You can control it from your Alexa. And then it also has an app on the phone where you can control cooking. And it has like a built-in thermometer built into it. So if you ever have to rely on checking the temperature or whatever, or whether it's cooked or not, like I was always kind of like overcooking stuff just to be safe. But this, you just stick the thermometer in and you know it's cooked to the exact right temperature, and you can see it right on the app on the phone. So you're not kind of, you know, pulling it out and putting in some other, you know, talking thermometer or whatever into it. And then it also, it's kind of connected to your phone as well. So if you're upstairs doing something, it'll tell you, oh, your food is just about done cooking. And then it'll set off alarms on your phone to let you know that it's all done. So you can kind of head back down and grab it.
Oven. I like it.
Oh, it is amazing. I love it, love it, love it. And I've recommended it to some other blind people who have gotten it and also say that, you know, they love it. So I've had a similar experience. It sits on the countertop. So it's kind of like an oversized toaster oven. Grill burgers, grill steaks on there. You can dehydrate. You can air fry. It just kind of does everything. And it has on the app, you put in things like, you know, I do bacon a lot. So it'll say on the app, it says, how many strips of bacon did you do? Is it thinly sliced or thickly sliced bacon? Do you want it to be crispy or normal? It determines how long it needs to be cooked and kind of like monitors it as it cooks it. You'll see it kind of adjust. Like sometimes it'll be like, we think it's going to take 6 minutes, but then it'll kind of jump down to, you know, be 4 minutes and 45 seconds because it knows somehow that it's cooking faster. For sighted people, it has like all sorts of cameras in it and you can like take pictures of your food as it cooks or watch a high speed video of your food from raw to being fully cooked. So it has some cool functionalities and you can share those videos with people. But let's say you put in a potato into the June oven, it'll say, are you trying to cook a potato? And it recognizes what you're trying to do. If you put in bacon, it'll be like, are you trying to cook bacon? And it'll kind of prompt you about what is it that you're trying to cook. and you know, make some suggestions to you about how to cook that. It's just a real nifty device. And for me, I, as people may know, I'm relatively newly blind. So once I got the June oven, my confidence in particularly baking and cooking stuff and everything that's June oven related really upped my confidence around being able to do that. You know, just because of the app and the fine tuning of the app, the voice control for the Alexa, and you know, all the different features that it does, because it's not just oven stuff. It's air frying, it's dehydrating, it's pizza stone stuff, it's grilling. You know, it makes great burgers, great steaks. Like, you know, we have a grill out back. We've actually stopped using the grill out back because it's just easier to put it in a June oven on the special, you know, grill template or whatever, you know, grill plate. Pretty much I'm trying to get every single appliance to be Alexa enabled and app phone controlled.
If you looked at that LG model at that first visit and didn't know that it maybe had these capabilities.
I'm also
interested to know sort of how the personnel were not that they're accessibility experts, but did they try to help you, or did they seem like you were bothering them? I have a Tavala smart oven, which sounds like a budget version of the June, but maybe Frank can set up another time and we could do a demo of these ovens. I'm sure people would be interested. I'm gonna try to read about the June, although I don't think I could fit two ovens in my small kitchen here.
We didn't ultimately buy the machine from Yale. So what happened at Yale was, the salesperson, of course, didn't know anything about accessibility and didn't seem particularly interested in helping us figure out how to handle this and what to buy. And I think that's where my frustration came in, because I was trying to figure it out, and it was just clear that these machines, you know, I couldn't see any way to do it. And he had just dismissed the viability of using an app right off the top. I can't remember if I had seen the demo of the video first, or if I had called my local appliance store, which happens to be Warrendale Appliance. And the guy there, first of all, he recommended LG. He said that, I think it was Samsung, the service hasn't been good. There's been supply chain issues with parts. And he didn't experience that with LG. And, you know, whether he had his own agenda for pushing it or not, I don't know. He assured me the app would work. He did not have the particular machine we were interested in on the floor. He said I could come in and try the app with, you know, another machine. And at that point, I didn't understand that you downloaded one app for the brand and that you could use it on, you know, any appliance, that once you paired it, it would, you know, your particular appliance would pop up. So I didn't go in. We just bought it sight unseen, and I bought it based on the video that I saw on YouTube. He was a little more interested in my issue. He talked to his LG distributor salesperson, came back and told me that person really didn't know anything, but you know, he at least put in a little more effort. So it was also just a more positive experience.
I will say, so I got my washer dryer from Yale Appliance, the LG's, not Wi-Fi enabled, just, you know, all button functional. You know, we just went in there and I said, I don't want anything that's a touchscreen. I'm blind. If it's got a touchscreen, don't even show it to me. It's got to be where there is a distinct button or a distinct click so that I can tell, you know, where I am roughly. And they ended up showing me the LG. It's their front loaders. They're pretty large. And, you know, we had a relatively good experience there. So, you know, probably a little bit salesperson based, but you know,
yeah, he didn't even show us those. And I don't know if you say yours is a large front loader. So I don't know. Cause you know, those were, I said, our two bottom lines.
Ours in 2020.
Yeah, maybe it's changed. I don't know.
This is Bob. And a couple of years ago, we were in the market for a washing machine. Actually, we went to Yale also. And I actually had a very good experience with my salesperson. I told him what my needs were. I wanted something that I could use at least on my iPhone. And he didn't understand it at all, but he checked it out and he said, come on in. We'll try and hook you up to the machine that we have here, and it's Wi-Fi enabled. And we actually did it there because I wasn't going to buy something sight unseen without knowing that it could operate. And it was a Samsung. I'm kind of ashamed to admit this. When we first got it, we set it up and I was able to use the app. And you could do all the basic things with the Samsung unit, you know, start the wash and it would notify you when it was done or how much time was left in the cycle. And it also had sound elements on it also if you didn't use the smart application. So there was a way of identifying, you know, what your settings were by sound, although I didn't really use that. I said I'm a little bit ashamed is that after I did it and I did set up the app and I did use it, my wife mostly does the wash, and she doesn't rely on me to set it up. But I wanted to have something that I would be able to use independently if my wife was away or something along those lines. But the Samsung, for all the basic things, seemed to work. Now, my wife sets things for, like you said, setting something, changing the cycle so it's warm, cold, cold instead of warm, cold or something like that. So she has some specific thing she does. And I haven't figured out how to do that easily with the app. But if you want to do a normal wash or a heavy wash or the basic kind of wash, it does work. So, and that was probably 2 years ago.
I have that washer, the newest one, the Samsung, and it has a Braille power indication and it has a Braille start indication. And when you rotate the knob, it clicks and beeps each time, and it double beeps on normal. In the manual, it tells you to use an app called Smart Things. I did download an app called Samsung Washer, but that's not the app that it seems to take. And so every time you move the dial, it tells you where you are in the Smart Things app. You just have to go into the device and then it tells you where you are. And then all the other, like the cold and the cold, cold and the different settings buttons that you want to change it to, like the water temperature and things like that, that aren't on the rotary knob. They're all buttons, but they're all accessible within the app. The thing I also like is that you can go in and it'll tell you how much time it has left. And then you get a message when it's completely finished. And, you know, it'll tell you, okay, your wash is done. So you can go back and, you know, go down and finish it. But you do have to go to the washer itself and push the power to start it. Somewhere I just recently read that it will work with Alexa, but I haven't set that part up yet. And it does seem to say that you can start it from the app, the Smart Things app, but I haven't gotten that to work yet either. But once you start it with the power, everything works fine. I got the washer at Best Buy and I got a fantastic reception, and the salesman could not have been nicer. And he looked through all of his catalogs and to see which ones would be the best for me. But I will say that I do know one of the managers in that store. So that manager was his boss. So I think that sort of influenced him slightly, but he could not have been nicer and he could not have gone out of his way. And he tried to write up the order so that the people that set it up would show me how to use the app and set everything up for me, but they didn't have a clue. The install people didn't have a clue, but that's all right. I figured it out as much as I can, and I'll probably go on YouTube when I get a chance, but I certainly do like it. And I hadn't, as of a couple of years ago, thought that I would get a washer that required the use with my iPhone, but I like it.
My regular oven, my Thermador oven, and my Thermador dishwasher from Yale, and their setup team made sure I had the app, made sure it was working, helped me test it out and stuff like that. So they were really helpful. And, you know, I kind of made that sure that with Yale. I said, no one's going to leave until I know how to work this thing. And they made sure someone was there until
that's great.
They figured it out.
Okay. Thank you so much, Cindy. That was great. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.